Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Emily.
And wow, we've been doing a lot of things. Lots of things.
We have. We've been gone for like over a month. I mean, it's not going to seem like that with this episode because we're posting Ted Bundy Part 2 before this, but yeah.
I know. Well, we had a whole wedding to go through in between. So
we
like,
did.
It makes sense.
And I moved and stuff. So
you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
But at least it gives us stuff to talk about, you know?
It does. It does.
Speaking of which, how's marriage? How's married life?
It is good. My husband, I get to say that now. I was just telling you this, likes to keep our apartment at like 68 degrees, and I'm losing my mind because I am insanely cold-blooded and he is not.
You changed it. You said
okay, 69. I'm sorry. We'll go back to the nice number.
No, excuse me.
Yeah, so like 69 degrees, which is insane and way too cold.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous. David, listen to me. You need to make it warmer. I know you're listening to this right now, and I am giving you a direct shout out. No more 69.
All right. He definitely listens to our podcast. Yeah.
Exactly. That was for him. All right. Anyways, thank you, David.
One of his reasons is he said, so you can put blankets on, but I can't take my skin off. And I'm like, excuse me. God,
that's such like a Parker thing to say. Are you kidding me?
It is. They're such similar people.
It's hilarious how similar they are. It's like shocking.
Aw. Sorry, one of the topics that we're going to talk about in this episode just requested to follow me back.
Oh, dead ass?
Yeah, dead ass.
Why is that kind of exciting?
I know, I'm super
like
excited.
Low-key famous.
I'm gonna let them know. Wait, they didn't follow back Horror Slumber Party, so I'm gonna go request to follow them on there. Okay, I'm sorry. So what this episode is going to be, we haven't even said it yet. It's
you
just
know
going
what would
be
really
be...
cool.
What? Hello?
Hold on. I know. You said what? Hold on. If we are able... Wait, hold on. What's their name again? I sent it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to find them right now.
Should we talk about them first, considering we're talking about them a lot right now?
Well, first let me finish saying what this episode is going to be.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping way far ahead. Okay, go ahead, Emily, while I find their account.
Okay, so basically this episode is going to be just us chatting a little bit because we have had like a lot of stuff happen. We might as well just talk about it. And this is kind of a more relaxing episode, I feel, for us and for the people listening. So,
true.
Might as well. Because I know I really love listening to, like, obviously true crime podcasts. Otherwise, I wouldn't have one. But sometimes I like to listen to, like, just some calming stuff, too. You know, like, just chatting and stuff. So, yeah, that's what today is going to be. This episode is probably going to go out on, I'd say, August 6th. Thursday, August 6th. So, yeah. Did you find them?
Yes, I did.
Cool. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and talk about them a little bit? Because you're the one that sent them to me.
Okay, so I was on Instagram, and you know how like Instagram listens to you?
Right, of course.
Honestly, every single app listens to you.
Anyway, it's not even like a secret. They just do.
Literally, everyone knows. Like,
yeah.
I can say it out loud without being scared that my FBI agent is like, oh my god, she found out, because everyone already knows. Anyways, and we're always talking about ghosts and always, you know, our true crime. Like, we're literally always talking about it because it's our podcast, it's our life.
It's literally like a job that we have to do.
So my phone captured that and gave me like a sponsored post about these like two little girls. They're like They're 13. I think. No. They're said. I'm trying to. I don't know.
They're younger than 13.
Okay, I was reading their bio and it says overseas by persons over the age of 13. Okay, so they're more like, I'm looking at this picture. I'm guessing like 10 and 8, maybe. I don't know. They look super young. So anyways, and I was like, what? So they're called Ghosty _ Girls.
With a Z.
Yes, with a Z. And it's official. And sorry, I was distracted reading this. So anyways, Ghosty Girls Official. So it's these two super young girls and they go ghost hunting. These tiny children are ghost hunting. Like, what?
It is super cool.
It's so cool. Like, if that doesn't remind me of me when I was younger, then I don't know what does.
Right, yeah.
Except for I was never able to go and ghost hunt. That was...
No.
I wasn't allowed to do. This is so cool. But if you go to their Instagram, ghosty _girls_official, girls with a Z, you can see... all their fun, like, adventures and stuff. They have pictures from the places they visited, like, cemeteries and hotels and, like, old tunnels, abandoned houses. It's so cool. Like, I'm honestly, like, shocked at how, like, interesting it is. Anyways, what I was thinking was if you get, it would be cool. I don't know if, like, this would be weird or whatnot, but... it would be cool if we could, like, interview them.
Oh, definitely. That would be super cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, because they're still, like, small, so it would be easy to, like, set up, like a Discord meeting or something with them. I don't know how to do that. But right. If they follow us back on the Horror Slumber Party podcast, then we could, like, be like, hey, like, I want to know... what made you interested in ghosts? You know, like, I'm just so curious. I'm so
definitely
curious. That's so cool.
But that would be a really cool episode.
Yeah.
I can definitely reach out to them too. So,
yes. Yeah. Anyways, their account is ran by like their parents, I'm pretty sure. So, like, we can contact them and be like, hey, can we? Like, interview you and your kids, like.
Right, that would be super cool.
I know, like, I don't know how to make this, like.
Sound a little bit less creepy.
Yeah, that too. Like, I'm just genuinely curious about, like, and, like, if they have found ghosts, what was their scariest experience, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so, my God. That would be so cool. Anyway.
You're just excited now. You're just, like, pumped.
I am. I really am. I want them to follow us back so that way we can make some connections. And then they can get more clout from being on our podcast. And then we can get more clout from being on their Insta.
Yes. So if you guys are listening, please reach out to us. And we would love to interview you. I am also going to tag them in the Instagram post that we're going to post. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
But if you're also listening and you also are interested in ghosts and crime and stuff, then we can interview with you too. Just make sure you're following our Instagram and DM us and say, I have a story for you. And then we'll make a like a plan for, like, interviews and stuff. That'd be so cool. I would
love to do that.
That would be so cool. We can connect to the fans that we have, like, on a personal level. And we'd get to see more experiences of, like, other ghost stories and stuff, you know?
Definitely.
Rather than just what we find ourselves.
Yeah, I barely have any. I never have, like, any stories for myself. So I would love to hear other people's, because that kind of stuff just doesn't happen to me.
I'm the one that brings the ghosties into this. So
That's true.
So we can have more people who bring ghosties.
So speaking of ghosties, where did you go recently?
Okay. So What a nice what a, what a nice segue, Emily. Oh my god.
Thank you.
Yeah, she said, speaking of ghosties. Okay, so I went to the Stanley Hotel.
Ooh.
So,
which is not where the wedding was, by the way, unfortunately.
No, okay, so yes, Emily did have to find a new location for her wedding, which was perfectly fine because the wedding was still 10 out of 10, absolutely gorgeous. God,
thank you.
We'll have to like post a picture of me and you like at your wedding or something on the wedding podcast, or that way like our fans can see you. Anyways, you were gorgeous, guys.
Instead of just you.
Yeah. You need to share the beauty.
Okay. Anyway. I will do that.
Are you making a list of what we're going to have to post? Like,
I'm literally writing stuff down right now because we keep like making plans on the podcast. And so, yeah.
It's true. Honestly, though, the whole interviewing people thing is a plan that I want to stick to because that would be really cool. Anyway, really cool.
Kind of like have the David and David podcast on.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't listened to that episode, I would highly recommend that one.
Yes. No, that was really fun. We can interview and do a segment like we did with them, like everyone tell a ghost story or something. Although you didn't have a ghost story to tell, so I guess.
I told like one where my Wii U turned on. That's it. That's the most that's ever happened to me, which I'm glad about because I'm absolutely terrified of that.
That is hilarious. Anyways, okay, so yes. Her wedding was not in Colorado anymore, but it was still gorgeous. Me and Parker decided to not cancel our hotel and to just go up to Colorado anyways, because I mean,
might as well.
Still a fun place to visit, you know?
Right.
So we drove the whole almost 13 hours up to Colorado.
God.
And we only stayed at like one of like a Quality Inn or something. But we went to the Stanley Hotel, and I'm pretty sure you already posted it on the Horror Slumber Party podcast, right?
Yeah, all of the pictures are already there.
So yeah, if you go to our Instagram, make sure you follow us. She made sure to mention, so sorry we've been absent for so long. She got married, and in general, work has been rough for the both of us. So Jeanette, that's me. She posted pictures. I posed next to... Okay, listen, I was going to read the whole post, but then I was like, I guess if I just like say where it is, they can go read it. Anyways, so
Oh my gosh, so much just happened over there.
I know. So there's a picture of the actual hotel. There's a picture of me next to 217, which is where Stephen King stayed. And then there's me next to the pet cemetery. I have been to the Stanley Hotel before, but if you haven't heard our episode about the Stanley Hotel, I'm pretty sure it's episode 33 or 23. It ends with a 3. I'm pretty sure it's 33.
It's 33 if it ends with a 3. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, and if you haven't heard that one yet, go listen to that because we talk about one of my favorite ghosts, which is Cassie. And it's a dog that literally brings newspapers still, even after death. And I've been to the Stanley before, but I didn't know that there was a pet cemetery. So when we went
not to be confused with Stephen King's novel Pet Cemetery.
Exactly. Apparently this pet cemetery has been there for like ever, like since this place opened up. So
right. Listen to our podcast on it and you'll hear all of that.
I won't go into detail because I've already have. Go listen to 33. Anyways. Yeah, I got to see the pet cemetery. That was like one of the things I really wanted to do while we were at the Stanley. Also, there is a restaurant where you can get red rum. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes. So there's obviously, since it's a hotel, there's a bunch of like, bistros or bistros? I don't know how to say that word.
I say bistros.
Okay, well, there's a bunch of bistros and restaurants. Because, you know, it's kind of like, it's a very touristy place nowadays.
Definitely.
You can get a drink called the Red Rum. And it's obviously
that's really cool.
Like literally red rum. It's so cool.
Was it good? Did you have it?
I didn't try it because we didn't go to the restaurants, but I know, I mean, we saw it, you know, like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And stuff. But, yeah. Also, if you go to the picture, I didn't realize this until later. If you go to the picture on the Instagram and you swipe once to see the picture of me in front of Stephen King's door, there's a literal orb floating there.
There is.
And I didn't even notice that until, like, I sent Emily the pictures. Because I was like, she said, do you want me to post them? And I was like, hold on, let me edit them first. So I go into Facetune and I'm all zooming in, like, trying to edit my freaking face. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, oh my god! I swear that wasn't on the door. And it's not on one of the pictures that I took. So I was like, all right. But yeah, anyway, right. If you zoom in, it's like I'm pointing at it almost. Like I'm pointing at the door, actually.
It's literally right there. It's really cool. I'm looking at it right
like,
now.
It literally looks like I'm pointing at it. It's a very, very white orb. So that's a good sign. It's like the more red orbs that you should be worried about.
Right. White orbs tend to be kind of harmless, right?
Right. Yeah. There's, I forgot which hotel we were talking about. I think it was the Minger, I think, where right. We were talking about one of the, what was his name? He was like a cowboy of some sort. I don't know. Anyways, I can't remember his name, but if you want to go.
It's not Teddy Roosevelt.
No, not Teddy.
Okay. Okay.
But y'all can definitely go back to that podcast episode 2 talking about the Minger Hotel where I
that
go.
That one's one of our first episodes that we ever had.
Oh my god, it was so good though. We did so
it's
good.
Episode 4.
Okay, episode 4. You can go listen to one of the ghosts there was a red orb outside of the door and he caused a lot of trouble. So. Mm-hmm. Stay away from those red ones. I'm glad the one in the picture was white because...
My gosh, yeah. That would have been terrifying to see, like, after you were there.
Oh, God, I know. Dude, okay. So, you walk up these... First off, there's signs everywhere where it's like, if you're not a resident at the hotel, then you can't go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and Parker went upstairs.
My gosh.
How are they supposed to know if we're staying there or not? You know, like...
That's fair. Anyway. They're going to come arrest you. I'm just letting you know. Apparently. Like, I'm calling the police right now.
Exactly. No, so these stairs has... the walls were covered in old pictures and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but seeing the mirrors... gives you such an icky feeling because I guess I do know why mirrors are supposed to catch like spirits, especially right. If they're facing towards each other because of like the light traveling through it and stuff. Like there's a lot of like energy that mirrors can create. So it's like, oh, we'll capture a spirit. Anyways, so there's a bunch of mirrors and then there's also two mirrors that are like so old. If you look at yourself in it, you're like discombobulated looking. It's hard to describe, but like it's crazy. But yeah, those were this up the stairs, and me and Parker tried to go all the way to the tippity top, and then we looked out the window. It's a very, very tall building. We looked out that window and we're like, ooh, you'd die if you fell off of this. Anyways,
right.
And so probably the last thing was, ooh, the ballroom.
The ballroom. Okay,
so I wanted to see the ballroom. And we entered. As soon as I entered, I felt sad.
That is terrifying.
Like, literally, I'm not even exaggerating. My whole mood just shifted and I kind of wanted to, like, cry. And I asked Parker, I was like, dude, like, do you not like feel sad? And he said, no. And I was like, are you kidding me? I don't know why I felt this sudden change in mood and atmosphere, but he didn't. But he also doesn't believe in anything. And if he does feel a difference in mood, he's just like, ooh, I'm hungry.
Okay, well, I guess that's fair. I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I don't know what to say about that.
I know. Like, I was literally like, oh my God, this is so sad. And then are you said, no. No, I'm not.
I mean, well.
And then I got, there was also this giant mirror in the ballroom. And I was like, ooh, like, let's stare in the mirror for a long time to see if anything pops up behind us. And he was like, all right. So we go stand in this mirror.
Yeah.
I'm already sad because of the whole walking in the ballroom. So I'm looking in the mirror and like my stomach like kind of drops like on a roller coaster, you know?
Right.
And yeah. I was like, ooh, that's weird. And I like just shook it off. And then we went into another room. So it's like, I didn't see anything, but I definitely felt like presence there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The ballroom is one of the most iconic areas at the Stanley.
It is.
Yeah. So, but yeah, anyways, I feel like that was like the majority of the Stanley experience. We also went through like this little maze. They have, they made a maze out of hedges and bushes, and you would have to try to find your way through it. And that was pretty fun. And in the middle of all the hedges.
That's absolutely terrifying. What are you talking about, fun? Have you not seen the movie The Shining?
I know, but it's fun because you get to do it. But yeah, in the middle of the hedges, that's where the statue is.
So. Okay. Okay. Did you see the concert hall at all?
I'm trying to think of. I might wait. I think I did.
Do you want me to send you a picture of it real quickly?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on it. Cause I that's where we were going to get married. So I have like a picture of it pretty handy.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I did because we went into a room that also had a piano.
Like, yes.
Stage. Technically. Yes.
If yes. You remember, that's where the wife of the founder of the Stanley Hotel would, that's where her ghost plays piano. And that's also where Paul is. The ghost that says get out after 11.
I think I was getting my rooms mixed up. It wasn't the ballroom. It was the concert hall.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So like, yep.
That is so cool.
Yep.
My gosh, I wish I could go see it. Whenever David and I stay there eventually, which he knows is going to happen, we're going to have to stay in the hotel.
No, like, yeah.
Definitely.
I really and want to stay there.
We can like go together and then we can stay in a room and record an episode. Obviously, like a respectful episode because I'm not trying to do that.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, no, I really... really, really, really wants to do like a whole ghost tour thing there and stuff. Like, that'd be so cool.
It would be. They do offer ghost tours. I think it's like $25 because I was looking at it.
Not that much, honestly.
It's not. I remember whenever we were at TMEA, which is the Texas Music Educators Association, in San Antonio, whenever I went to go see the Menger Hotel. With one of my good friends, Jessica, she and I were going to do a ghost tour, but it was like $69. And I'm like, that's stop.
$69 is a popular number today.
It really is. This is actually, we're going to post it as episode 69. That way it, you know, like lines up.
Oh, yes. We're just going to, yeah.
Just fully skip it.
Skip all those numbers.
So something that I found really interesting. I just learned about this. I'm going to read this like little thing to you.
Okay.
This was basically on Tumblr. I saw this a while ago, but I felt like now would be a good time to talk about it. And obviously, I'm not saying use Tumblr as a source, because don't do that. But I'm just going to read this to you. So, the actor that played Danny in The Shining did not know that they were filming a horror movie. Because if you remember, he was a kid, you know? He was, like, probably 7, 8 years old. Like, they probably wouldn't tell him, like, yeah, you're filming a horror movie about psychological stuff, you know?
Right.
So, it just says, Lloyd thought that they were making a movie about a family in a hotel. He wasn't even sure how much he was getting paid to be there. He was only ever shown severely edited footage that took out all of the scary parts, which essentially means that he thought filming was the most boring snooze fest ever created, because without the iconic scenes of terror, The Shining is a movie about three people wandering around a cavernous, brooding silence. Lloyd didn't actually see the actual uncut movie until many years later as a teenager, and suddenly everything clicked into place. Those two nice British girls with whom he had played and shared lunch with between takes, they were the axe-murdered ghosts who wanted his soul. That nice Jack Nicholson man who did a funny tomahawk dance when Lloyd accidentally wandered on set one day. Jack was slobberingly hacking his way through a bathroom door to murder Lloyd's on-screen mother only moments prior. So.
That's so funny, but like sad and.
I know.
Like, what?
And also, since we're talking about it, if you haven't seen The Shining, that is one of the most classic horror films, like, ever. It's incredible. It's really well done. It's really good. I do have it on DVD. That's how I watch it. There's not really a way to stream it free, which sucks. But, I mean, I own it, so I'm not worried about it. And also, there is a prequel, I think is what it is. It's called Dr. Sleep. I have the book for it, but I haven't seen it or read it yet. Have you seen it yet?
Wait, what is it?
Dr. Sleep?
No, I want to, though.
It is on DVD now, so I'm thinking about going and buying that soon.
Dude, just because we should have done that when you were here. That would have been
fun. I know. Instead, we watched Clueless, which I have absolutely no problem with.
Also a great idea.
That is the best movie, like, ever. And you can argue with me on that, but it is, so. All right, so I have one more thing I want to talk about before we wrap it up, because we're reaching the 30-minute mark, which is about, like, how long we do our bonus episodes, usually.
This is sad. I love chatting episodes. I want it to be long. I know.
But also, David brought me food, and I'm hungry.
Okay, you know? Fair. No, whatever.
He made me a chicken sandwich with bacon.
Do what you want.
Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about, this is also something that I saw. This was actually something that I saw on Pinterest, but is also on Tumblr as well. So again, don't go to Pinterest or Tumblr for things, but I thought this was interesting. Even if it's fake, I thought it was interesting. I'll have to send you, or I'll even post this whole thing on Instagram, and also the thing about Lloyd not knowing that he was in a horror film. That way we're not, like, you know, stealing stuff that needs credit. But this is about Marjorie McCall. And it's a picture of a gravestone that is broken, like entirely broken. And it says, lived once, buried twice. So let me read this to you. After succumbing to a fever in some sort in 1705, Irish woman Marjorie McCall was hastily buried to prevent the spread of whatever had done her in. Marjorie was buried with a valuable ring, which her husband had been unable to remove due to swelling. This made her an even better target for body snatchers who could cash in on both the corpse and the ring. The evening after Marjorie was buried, before the soil had even settled, the grave robbers showed up and started digging. Unable to pry the ring off of her finger, they decided to cut her finger off. As soon as the blood was drawn, Marjorie awoke from her coma, sat straight up, and screamed. The fate of the grave robbers remains unknown. One story says the men dropped dead on the spot, while another claims that they fled and never returned to their chosen profession, which I think is fair. Marjorie climbed out of the hole and made her way home. Her husband, John, a doctor, was at home with the children, and when he heard a knock at the door, he told the children, "If your mother were alive, I swear that was her knock." So he opened the door to find his wife standing there, dressed in her burial clothes, blood dripping from her finger, but was very much alive. He dropped dead on the floor. And he was buried in the plot that Marjorie had vacated. Marjorie went on to remarry and had several children. When she did finally die, she was returned to the Shankill Cemetery in Lurgan, Ireland, where her gravestone still stands. It bears the inscription, "Lived once, buried twice." So if you remember, my favorite person that we've ever spoken about, Michael Molloy, was Irish. What's up with Irish people, man?
Bro, I have no idea. But that's
the most wild thing you've ever heard, though?
That is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. So, I thought that one was really interesting to read, too.
No, that's crazy.
So, yeah, that's something you never would have thought would happen. Although, I guess it makes sense. Like, something makes sense about, like, something back in, like, the 1700s. If you were in a coma, you wouldn't know if they were still alive, really, you know?
Exactly.
So, it, I guess it would make sense. Like, okay, well, I guess you're dead, but it's not deadness. So I wonder how many people were buried in a coma and they just died while they were in a coma. But luckily she had that valuable ring and so had her finger cut off. Okay, not luckily she had her finger cut off, but you know what I mean.
Right.
I'm not happy that she had her finger cut off. All right. So, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not necessarily, but I do keep thinking about the time that you got ordained at like 1 a.m. in high school. So, yeah, that's about it.
I mean, I have that certificate saved on my computer somewhere. I don't know. I guess if you and Parker want to get married sometime, I'll marry you guys for you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
If you do get married in Colorado, by the way, I was reading about this because obviously I was going to get married in Colorado. You don't have to have like a minister or someone ordained to marry you.
Really?
Yeah. It can just like be one of your friends.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, then. That sounded bad. My alrighty then, but my voice cracked, so.
It sounded like you were trying to do a Shrek accent, but it like.
Alrighty then.
Didn't work. Okay, somehow it was better whenever you weren't trying to do a Shrek accent.
That's so true. You know what? Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
It's okay. I'll just go cry while I watch Shrek and try to copy his voice.
You know what's anyways. Wild? The last episode that we posted was June 21st. The last time we recorded was June 21st.
Oh no.
So.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, so we're sorry, guys. Wish that this wasn't like this. And what was the last episode? Oh, Ted Bundy part one, right? Even though obviously this one is going to be posted after part two. So I'm sorry we're apologizing now and not.
I'm so sorry, guys. So sorry.
Yeah. We've been busy. I hope you will accept our apology. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank y'all so much. I know, like, this was just a random chatty one, but honestly, I really like these. We need to stop apologizing for random chatty ones because I really like them, and I'm going to do them no matter what, so...
Okay, that's fair. It's like more calming for us, but we still get to talk about spooky things like people being buried alive and ghosts. Yes, so.
And what we experienced at the Stanley. So, yeah. I mean, it's still relevant, okay? So, we're fine. Anyways. I love how we just defended ourselves for nothing. Like, no
one's even saying anything.
No one's shaking right now.
No one is.
It's like when I say I'm going to eat this candy and no one can stop me. And you're like, you said no that, like, one's stopping you.
You kept saying that, like, whenever, like, during the bachelorette party and stuff like that. I was
like, I'm going to have another one and no one can stop me.
It's like, okay, do it. You won't.
You won't? Oh, man. Alrighty. Well, anyways, I guess let's do, I want to start doing shout outs too. Let's see.
I was actually just thinking about that. So I think something that we can do is if you want a shout out, you can go review us on iTunes.
Yes. Review us on iTunes and then comment on our most recent Instagram post saying done with a black heart. And then we will give you a shout out. That would be so cool.
I think that would be a really cool thing to do. And we are going to launch a Patreon soon too. So
yes, we are wanting
We're
wanting to get so much closer to our fans, guys. We want to be able to connect to y'all with interviews and stuff like that. Yeah, so
we know that you're out there. Just because you don't talk to us doesn't mean you don't exist. So
exactly, we know you exist. We have the views. We have the followers. We know.
We know you're there. We have 45 Spotify followers, which isn't a lot, but that's like insane to me. Like, there's 45 people. Are you kidding me?
No, that's so true. But
I know one of them is me. It's okay though.
Oh, okay.
43.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we should probably
end the episode. Yes, I guess we can end this now. All right. We love you guys.
Yes.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Oh, sorry, Instagram at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
Twitter at
Party_horror.
And then what's another one? Let's see. Oh, are we email?
It's so long. Horror Slumber Party Podcast at gmail.com, where you can send us your ghost stories if you want to tell us some stuff.
Yes, please. We want to hear it. Also, yeah, I guess that's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. For right now, at least. We'll have more.
Good night. And scary dreams.
Bye.